Joining us by telephone is Chairman Dick Vallon with the Employer Support of Garden Reserve. Hello. A lot of things we can cover. Let's start off with something that many of us don't know much about. That's the Employer Support Freedom Award. What's that all about?
The Freedom Award is a national award, which was started by the Secretary of Defense. And it starts out, the process starts, for example, this year, the individual serviceman puts his employer in for the Freedom Award between 1 November and the end of March. After all the information put in as what he thinks of his employer, then it's reviewed by the state committee, and we select three levels in the Freedom Award: a medium to small employer, one large employer, and one government employer. And those people are recognized at Green Lake in April. Then the top three are sent to national, and it's reviewed all 50 states and Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia are reviewed nationally, and about 15 are selected for the National Freedom Award. Some years it's given by the Secretary of Defense, and other years it's given up by the President of the United States himself. So it's a very high, prestigious award. And of interest for the state of Wisconsin, we have had seven businesses in the state receive the Freedom Award since it started.
That's pretty good odds if you're in Wisconsin. We must be doing something different here.
Our employers are doing a heck of a job taking care of the troops, and that's really the issue. As a young officer, I was first taught, take care of the troops. And that's really what the people in Wisconsin do very well in many, many ways.
So if the members have any employers they'd like to nominate, how do they go about that?
Well, actually, the employer cannot nominate him. It's got to be the service person. If he thinks highly of his employer, he writes up this Freedom Award questionnaire and sends it in, and we take a look at it. So it's really motivating your employee to send it in if he wants to. And it's a great situation to recognize your employer. And the shoe's on the other foot, too. You need to take care of the employers as well as taking care of the troops. It's a two-way street.
What types of challenges do Guard and Reserve members face that's a lot different than your active duty personnel?
Well, on active duty, you go on active duty and you do your thing and you don't have too much to worry about. But a Guard and Reserve person has got to worry about being in the Guard, going to drills. He's got to take care of his job and take care of his employer. Plus, most importantly, is taking care of the family. And particularly when they go to Afghanistan, Iraq, the family's home alone, and they're not on a military base. They're out in the community. So that's the hardest thing, to get all those three things coordinated. Really, it's tough for the servicemen.
And tough on the entire family in many cases. They're gone a long time.
Oh, that's true. And the other thing is, employers generally reach out and help take care of the family. Some guys have people go cut the wife's the grass while he's gone. Some people go out and help the wife get health care. There's all kinds of things they can do to help besides money.
Employer Support of Garden Reserve, you have a lot of other things going on. Some of the benefits and resources, what do you offer the vets?
Well, right now, the biggest thing that's happening is people are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they don't have jobs. And if we look at the process, we bring a young serviceman in. Usually he's out of high school, and he goes in service. He gets trained, and then he might get sent to active duty. He comes back. So he's got limited work experience, and we try and marry him up with employers. Now, you've also got the guy that comes back who's driven heavy equipment, for example. And your trucking industry, such as Snyder Trucking and others, have an opportunity to convert that technology, what he learned in the service, to use them in a workplace. But bigger than just the technical aspect of it, these young people, age 22, 23, 24, have got leadership and management experience, because some of them are handling 4 to 5 to 12 people underneath their purview as a young enlisted person. So they got a lot of different training. For example, if you're a nuclear power specialist in the Navy, you train for 2 years and you serve 6 years in active duty. So when you come back, people like Wisconsin Electric, they want to hire you.
Getting jobs these days not easy, especially difficult for the veterans. I know I've heard local vet service officers tell me it's just tough out there. But it's not all bad news, is it?
No, it's not. I was just up in Wausau yesterday, for example, to a job fair. And the room was filled with employers that wanted to hire veterans, Guard and Reserve, and other veterans, too. And so there's a lot of positive things, and there's many people who reach out to veterans because there's benefits, too, to the employer. For example, through the Department of Workforce Development, they can receive, for example, for the first 6 months, it depends on what the criteria is, but they get half the payback from the individual. In other words, if he's making, let's just say, $15 an hour, they're going to get back $7.50 per hour for every hour worked during that week. So it helps the employer. It saves the employer money, too. But bigger than anything else, he's getting a young person, woman or man, doesn't make any difference, who has got a lot of talent and knows how to show up for work on time.
Let's say an employer is interested in hiring and they are a little lost as to how to go about getting veterans involved. What do they do?
Well, there's several areas they can go to. They can go to what's called esgr.mil, or they can go to Hire a Hero. And that's a DOD-sponsored software program that they pull it up, and both the employee or the guardsman or reservist puts his information in, and the employer can put their information, that the two can marry up between that. And, of course, I'm working with the Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state, along with Department of Workforce Development, to reach out to employers and the possible employees to marry them up. It's probably got the number one priority with the governor right now.
You talk to a lot of veterans out there in the Guard, the Reserve. They like the program. Is it working for them?
Yes, we've been able to cut down unemployment. We probably, so far in the last year and a half or so, we probably cut it down unemployment probably by, I'm going to guess, about 40-50% reduction.
So that's among veterans.
That's a good direction to go. It really is.
Anything you'd like to add today?
No, it's I guess it's Veterans Day on Sunday here, the November the 11th. So I want to congratulate all the veterans, and I want to thank all the employers who've stood by their employees when they went on active duty. God bless them all.
ESGR State Chair Dick Vallon, thank you.
Thank you very much for your time today.